Unconsciously, Luke flexed the fingers of his numbed artificial hand. Yes, Vader had indeed suggested such an alliance during their Cloud City duel. I don't think it was a serious offer, he murmured.
The Emperor did,
Mara said flatly.
He knew. And what he knew, I knew.
Her eyes filled with distant pain.
I was his hand, Skywalker,
she said, her voice remembering.
That's how I was known to his inner court, as the Emperor's hand. I served him all over the galaxy, doing jobs the Imperial fleet and stormtroopers couldn't handle. That was my one great talent, you see. I could hear his call from anywhere in the Empire and report back to him the same way. I exposed traitors for him, brought down his enemies, helped him keep the kind of control over the mindless bureaucracies that he needed. I had prestige and power and respect.
Slowly, her eyes came back from the past.
And you took it all away from me. If only for that, you deserve to die.
What went wrong? Luke forced himself to ask. Her lip twisted.
Jabba wouldn't let me go with the execution party. That was it, pure and simple. I tried begging, cajoling, bargaining. I couldn't change his mind.
No, Luke said soberly. Jabba was highly resistant to the mind-controlling aspects of the Force. But if she had been on the sail barge... Luke shivered. Seeing in his mind's eye that terrifying vision in the dark cave on Dagobah, the mysterious silhouetted woman standing there on the sail barge's upper deck, laughing at him as she held his captured lightsaber high. The first time, years ago, the cave had spun him an image of a possible future. This time, he knew now, it had shown him a possible past. You would have succeeded, he said quietly. Mara looked sharply at him.
I'm not asking for understanding or sympathy, she bit out. You wanted to know. Fine. Now you know.
He let her tend her wounds in silence for a moment. So why are you here? He asked. Why not with the Empire?
What Empire? She countered. It's dying. You know that as well as I do.
But while it's still there, she cut him off with a withering glare.
Who would I go to? She demanded. They didn't know me. None of them did. Not as the Emperor's hand, anyway. I was a shadow, working outside the normal lines of command and protocol. There were no records kept of my activities. Those few I was formally introduced to thought of me as court-hanging froth, a minor bit of mobile decoration kept around the palace to amuse the Emperor.
Her eyes went distant again with memory.
There was nowhere for me to go after Endor,
she said bitterly.
No contacts, no resources. I didn't even have a real identity anymore. I was on my own.
And so you linked up with Card?
Eventually. First, I spent 4.5 years sloshing around the rotten underfringes of the galaxy, doing whatever I could.
Her eyes were steady on him, with a trace of hatred fire back in them.
I worked hard to get where I am, Skywalker. You're not going to ruin it for me. Not this time.
I don't want to ruin anything for you, Luke told her evenly. All I want is to get back to the New Republic.
And I want the old Empire back, she retorted. We don't always get what we want, do we?
Luke shook his head. No, we don't.
For a moment, she glared at him. Then, abruptly, she scooped up a tube of salve and tossed it at him.
Here, get that welt fixed up. And get some sleep. Tomorrow's going to be a busy day.